InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Level of chaos and disruption and trauma the federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, under-trained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live. They're pulling over people indiscriminately, including U.S. citizens, and demanding to see their papers. And at grocery stores, at bus stops, even at our schools, they're breaking windows, dragging pregnant women down the street, just plain grabbing Minnesotans and shoving them into unmarked vans, kidnapping innocent people with no warning and no due process. Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government. Last week, that campaign claimed the life of Renee Nicole Good. We've all watched the video. We've all seen what happened. And yet, instead of conducting an impartial investigation so we can hold accountable the officer responsible for Renee's death, the Trump administration is devoting the full power of the federal government to finding an excuse to attack the victim and her family. Just yesterday, six federal prosecutors, including the longtime career prosecutor leading the charge to investigate and eliminate fraud in our state's programs, quit their jobs rather than go along with this assault on the United States Constitution. But as bad as it's been, Donald Trump intends for it to get worse. This week, he went online to promise that, quote, the day of retribution and reckoning is coming. That's a direct threat against the people of this state who dared to vote against him three times and who continue to stand up for freedom with courage and empathy and profound grace. All across Minnesota, people are stepping up to help their neighbors who are being unjustly and unlawfully targeted. They're distributing care packages and walking kids to school and raising their voices in peaceful protest, even though doing so has made many of our fellow Minnesotans targets for violent retribution. Folks, I know it's scary.
All right, I thought I would start this segment with that. It goes on for another 3.5 minutes. I could spend an hour just starting and stopping it and proving each thing he says is a lie. By the way, those six prosecutors were fired for refusing to do their jobs and prosecute the Somalian Democrat criminals already. And then they sent in an ultimatum saying they were going to take off until April and not work. And so they got fired. And I've already pointed out that particularly the prosecutors that say they're Republicans that were put in Minnesota are the worst. They actively cover up the trans shooters, all of it. Did you hear Walz saying they're doing all this without warrants and disappearing citizens? All lies. Did you hear him talk about how graceful the Minnesotans are, the leftists running around acting like psychotic demons threatening to kill everybody? Did you know a bunch of Venezuelan gang members ambushed and started beating the head in of an ICE agent with a shovel last night? So he shot one in the leg, and they responded by looting DHS and FBI vehicles of the secret employment records, automatic weapons, other firearms, and the left is cheering it on, and I have dozens of new videos. I can't even keep track of them all. With prominent Democrats saying, Second Amendment, get your guns, it's time to kill. And the left promising to kill ICE everywhere. They were all doing this before this woman got killed who went out to block the road and drive around in front of him and then rammed him with her vehicle all on video. And Tim Walz says, we've all seen the video. And the corporate media won't show you the video. It's all lies. Remember, I've been harping on this long before it happened, that they would use any deaths as the pretext to launch the Civil War. Because it's the Podesta plan. We know they're the bad guys. It's premeditated. They set it up. Remember, I told you this thousands of times. Now we're here.
G-Man, all the free-flowing methylene blue is now mine!
Mm-hmm.
No way, you evil scum. Methylene blue is for everyone.
Order Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I met a lady on a windy day. She never seemed to have too much to say. Through the shouting and the swell, I couldn't really tell. Still in love I fell. Once she showed me to her living room. It looked to me more like a lover's tomb, filled with others' tears, evil souvenirs collected through the years. She said, would you stay another night?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. We have some really important, informative guests today. We have Nick Fuentes at 1 p.m. for 2 hours, and he came back from vacation and took the gloves off, as he says, taking the trash out. This is going to be beyond a discussion or debate, but really a hardcore laying down where we are as a country and as a nation and as a world and who the different factions are and how the cow ate the cabbage. And so this is going to be a hardcore discussion coming up. You don't want to miss it, 1 p.m. Central. That's an hour and 53 minutes from now, right here. However you're listening, however you're watching, be sure and spread the word, whether it's Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, or whether it's Real Alex Jones on X, whether it's Infowars.com/show or whether it's local AM and FM stations, TV stations, you name it. Just let everybody know that the show is live. I have so many people come up to me on the street, and I had a bed mattress delivered the other day because I had like a 10-year-old mattress. It was getting all crooked and stuff, so I bought a new mattress, and it was about 9 o'clock at night. They delivered it about an hour and a half late, and they get there, nice guys, and they were both listeners. One was like 40, one was about 30. I talked to them like 10 minutes. You know, they both got kids, married, everything. And they're like, yeah, we see the clips of you, but you know, I saw this thing you said last week, but I can't ever find your show. And I was like, you know, we need to do a better job on the live show and on the clips to always put at the end, hey, here's where you find the main program. That's kind of important, especially if they are successful at shutting down InfoWars, which has just been a long, protracted, ongoing court battle. I've not even gotten to the details of it the last few months really much because I don't know what's going to happen. But let's just say any day now we can be shut down. There's a state receiver over it, and they said they were going to have an auction. But the last time the feds had an auction, they got caught staging it so that the good guys couldn't buy it. And now we heard there'd be an auction in December, January. Now the receiver's not even really talking to my lawyer, so we have no idea, okay? So any moment now we could be shut down, but that's okay because I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com, and Bigley has it where the crew will just go over, work for them. I'll work for them. It'll just be called the Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Network, and basically be seamless. Thanks to you all your support. The sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. But it's been a crazy hard fight, and we've got some things going on. You know, I've told you quite a bit that we have our big civil rights suit ready, and behind the scenes, the other side was making some noises. I'll leave it at that. that, oh, wait, don't follow that. Talk to us. But then they never did. So they're just stalling. So that's going to be filed, I would imagine, Monday or Tuesday. And it's spectacular, the findings, the proof. A lot of stuff's not known yet. I mean, this is a serious conspiracy against our rights. This is a suit showing criminal behavior, cut and dry, by the DOJ, by the CIA, by the Democrats, by their foundations. Major fraud, major money laundering, you name it. So gloves are off here. You know, supporting us now is more critical than ever at thealexjonesstore.com with the Patriot Apparel, the amazing supplements, and more. You're not just keeping the show in the air. You are allowing us to fight the deep state at point-blank range. So let me stop there. We got Nick Fuentes. Syrian girl was on yesterday, went totally viral. I want to hear more from her with the new developments, big developments that she was on yesterday afternoon. We have Dr. Kirk Elliott popping in. I mean, wow. Let's pull up silver again, $10 above its all-time high yet again, just as we predicted. This is baked in, folks. I don't get up here and say, I don't see how this doesn't happen unless I really believe it. And then I got a lot of knowledge backing it up. And that's why I get frustrated. A lot of these Johnny-come-latelys, I'm glad to see a lot of people waking up, getting involved in fighting against the globalists, but so many of them don't have depth, don't have context. And so they can say things that sound good, but aren't based in any reality. And it's very frustrating to me because we know how to beat the globalists. That's why they want me off the air. We've got their number. And I'm not in competition with any of these other hosts. I want them, though, to, my goodness, get it right so that we can defeat the globalist. That is my mission. That is my game plan. And we'll be talking more about that later today. But, I mean, when have I steered you wrong? When? And another thing I've seen is this ongoing trope that anybody supporting Trump is establishment, anybody supporting Trump's a sellout. And we should all just be hopelessly black-pilled and all give up. And that only pure people, you know, who are totally black-pilled and just say everybody's evil but them are good. That is terrible. Trump has effectively pulled us out of the UN. Trump has shut down the border. Trump is escalating ICE operations. Trump is making all the right moves in the economy. Trump has cut the federal funding of the states with all the transgenderism and DEI. So much good stuff, I can't even keep track of it. So when I look at all that good, and then I just see how the left can't go out and promote its agenda because nobody believes them, the way they attack now is posing as if they're patriots and us, going around policing everyone, saying all the OGs that have been fighting this for decades and have real track records of being accurate, we're bad, they're good. And that's being done to sabotage the minds of people that are just now waking up to be totally black-pilled. Now, let's be clear. The white pill is as bad as the black pill. We need to be reality-pilled, engaged, be serious, be pragmatic, be grounded. We need to be engaged. And that means when something's wrong that Trump's doing or patriots are doing, we've got to call it out. And we can't be delusional like the white pills that just say accept everything that comes out of the Trump administration and get your popcorn, everything's okay. That's probably worse. But you have to be able to differentiate on the good things that are happening versus the bad things that are happening. And you've also got to see the concerted, organized efforts to undermine Trump and undermine his administration, all the good things that are happening, because he is dismantling the old globalist order in live time. And he does believe what he's doing is in the best interest of the country. He comes at this from a place of goodness. It doesn't mean, from my research expert view, everything is being done right. And I think I've been proven correct when I've criticized the president. But it's when you are serious and researched, and then you question the president or other people in Congress, that we get major response. So I don't get influenced by the president. I don't get told what to do by the Republicans. This is key to understand. I tell them what to do. And as a constituent, that's what you do too. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. As I've said many times, people ask, who's the boss? Who's in charge? I am. And I don't just mean at InfoWars. When it comes to influence in this country and around the world, I'm right at the top. I do the hanging. I develop the trends and ideas. I give the orders. And that isn't about bragging. It's just the truth. And you need to start thinking like that too out there. Oh, Jones is so effective, and how does he know all this stuff? He must be one of them. You got to ask backwards. I'm not trying to join a group. I'm not trying to get into the establishment. I'm trying to destroy the establishment because it's anti-human. I'm trying to replace it with a new renaissance. I'm a revolutionary. I'm a game changer. Want to know what I believe? Go read Thomas Jefferson. That's as close as you'll get to who I am. I mean business. And it's important to declare every broadcast who I am and what I stand for, and you judge a tree by its fruits. And I'm very satisfied by our record. Not proud. I'm not a man given to pride that gets satisfied by my success. My success is God working through me. All glory goes to God. But I do have serious satisfaction in what we've done together, and I intend to do a lot more together. And I also intend to try to empower the people to realize how amazing you are and the potential you have if you simply use it. All right, let me stop right now. Let me start over with the big news. I knew academically what the Podesta plan was and how the Democrats were planning to trigger uprisings based around ICE enforcement when I read it in the Podesta plan. Then I saw them implementing the propaganda as Trump was president-elect. Then I saw them doing the uprisings in L.A. and things in the spring and summer, and it failed. And I couldn't believe out of all the violence of the police and the ICE never killed somebody who even had it coming to them. I mean, and they said once they kill one person, they said we hope a brown person, we're going to launch the new uprising, the new intifada. And you've seen them, you see them say it. Then finally, after almost a year of this, and all the shenanigans and shooting up ICE vehicles, their facilities, and bouncing bricks off their heads and ramming them hundreds of times, finally, this woman gets in there blocking them inside an area they're doing operations in, speeds up, hits him, he shoots her. He'd been drugged 6 months before, 300 feet. That footage has been released of him brutally being pulled through yards, through trees, cuts all over him. But still, they're the victims doing this. He was arresting a convicted child rapist. But he's the bad guy. And now these lunatic women, her and her wife, come there looking for trouble. And what does Tim Walz say last night? He said, ICE was there door to door telling everyone, where's the brown people? That's like Adam Schiff when he famously read the fake transcript of the Trump phone call where he talks like a mobster and later admitted it was fake. Tim Walz gets up there, the non-communist Chinese agent, and says, they're going door to door saying, where are the brown people hidden like the Jews? You know, where's Anne Frank hidden with the Nazis? And then he goes into lie after lie after lie. And you notice they're all trained demonstrators. Every time you hear them pop up or they riot, they go, we saw them. They just grabbed this man or woman. They were citizens. They'd done nothing wrong. They disappeared them. And then later ICE releases, no, they're a bank robber. They're a murderer. They're a human trafficker. Here they are. But every time, they're innocent. They're a citizen. Oh, ICE beat them up. Remember the woman a few days ago that was the latest victim? She drives into an area where the roads were shut down by the left, starts screaming and yelling and cussing, and the federal agents say, get out of here. She won't get out. She's belligerent, so they go ahead and arrest her for impeding lawful operations, you know, obstruction of justice. And she, when they lay hands on her, oh, they're assaulting me. They're beating me. Help, help. They're hurting me. Well, you've seen the training videos out of the Soros-controlled churches where they're trained to do that. Then they send in a woman so they can play victim. And then you've got the Mayor Fry who said, yes, we can arrest ICE. Everything they're doing is criminal. Now he says the citizens want the police to fight ICE. And so we're having to decide whether or not we're going to do that. That's literal civil war. You have federal agents with court orders to arrest people who violated their immigration status and in most cases have huge criminal records but are also here illegally. It is cut and dry. Every other country in the world does it. And they're up there freaking out, acting like something that ICE has done for its 20-plus year history and the Border Patrol's done for its history. And it's totally lawful, and they're just behaving and smoke screening and gaslighting that it's the Gestapo. And they'll just cut to a woman screaming and yelling, "I'm hurt, I'm hurt, they beat me." And if they show the seconds before that, they just put hands, "Oh, I'm hurt, they're assaulting me. Oh, I was just driving around, what happened?" Remember with the woman that got killed? Good. She just lived in the neighborhood. Next it was, "Oh, she just took a wrong turn." No, she was a warrior, a Antifa super soldier, trained at the local elementary school hours away. She came to the town to do it. Her and her wife were saying, "Come on, we're going to get you. You want some?" Swaggering around, and then drive, 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 hits him. And now that the footage has come out, that we forced him to look at the footage from the front, now all the commentators are like, "Well, he jumped in front of the car." Oh, like you guys do? No, he was positioned there. That's what they do, position the back, the side, and the front. They're telling her, "Get out." And her wife says, you know, the guy that wears the pants, the guy that wears the strap-on, says, "Drive, drive, drive." Like there was a LARPing game. And then he bounces off the hood and pulls the trigger. So now the spin is, well, he jumped in front. So see how the story's changed. The goalpost is always moving. And then even people I've interviewed a lot and think are interesting, like Hotep Jesus. "Oh, Alex used to be anti-police state. But now he's gone full fascist. He's supporting what this guy did." They're outnumbered 100-1. We got 40 million illegals running around murdering, killing. We got all the fraud the Democrats are using to overturn the elections. And then these people are surrounded, screaming, yelling at them, throwing bricks at them. And then this woman rams her car into them. And then now I'm a fascist. And Hotep also, it's like a talking point thing. They all do the same thing. "Oh, we love it. We're so glad she's dead. Kill that white bitch." You're the one saying that. I wish she wouldn't die. I was really happy that we'd gone a year. They couldn't get something going. I was surprised. "Oh, yeah, I really want to give Waltz what they want." Now you got reported TDA-connected people in a group they were raiding, attacking ICE with shovels and other weapons. One guy they ambushed. And this last night, and then we have the aftermath, robbing federal vehicles, getting full auto rifles, handguns, and they hijacked a supervisor's vehicle because they're bragging about it online. We have the video, and it's the names of agents and where they are and their positions. So they got into a manager's vehicle. I'm going to say it again. What is an FBI manager doing leaving a satchel with basically the thousands of agents? You know, I wonder if these people were told what to hit. Because you know they got people on the inside there. And future ICE operations is all just fell into their hands. And so Trump says, "You keep doing that, I'm going to declare the Insurrection Act." And again, you got Tim Walz and all of them lying and lying and lying and lying. And look, the feds did have it locked. I mean, they did have a locked case in the back of the hatchback. But the criminals know what to go for. Look, oh, they got a rifle. Oh, they got handguns. And you know these people stealing these guns with their gang tattoos. If they get in front of a judge, that judge is going to give them an award. Or they get Black Lives Matter tens of millions per city after they rioted as payment of taxpayer money. So, yeah, this is a manager. You can see all the PowerPoint pins and all the map board stuff and all the documents. And they are just stealing all the insignia, the badges, everything. And this is the nest of TDA folks. And look how everybody just struts around. You got the commies, you got the white women, you got the TDA people. It's all just a big joke. And that's where we are now. So let's hear from the mayor in his latest insane escalation. And we got a lot more. But, I mean, they know exactly what they're doing, saying it's illegal, saying they're criminals, saying we could arrest them, saying get your Second Amendment. Now it's, oh, the people want the police to attack them. Trump said on Truth Social, the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE who are only trying to do their job. I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to this travesty. This is taking place in the once great state. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of the mayor.
And we're in a position right now where we have residents that are asking the very limited number of police officers that we have to fight ICE agents on the street, to stand by their neighbors. We cannot be at a place right now in America where we have two governmental entities that are literally fighting one another. Why are we put in this position? We're put in this position because we have approximately 600 police officers in Minneapolis, far fewer that are able to work at any given time. And there are approximately 3,000 ICE agents in the area. 3,000.
Yeah, and you got hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens robbing everybody blind there. They set up these operations. They attack people. They ram their vehicles hundreds of times. They shoot everything up. And then it's all funny. It's all fun and games. They know exactly what they're doing, trying to play victim. I'll come back with the governor and the horrible things he said and more. But let's go to the clip 20, the new Black Panther Party, talking about what they're going to do in other states. This is really important. Here it is.
Won't no ICE agent ever run up on me. I guarantee you they won't. I'll put a hole in their chest the size of a window. Safe line repair, safe line replace. That's what's going to happen. They touch me. Unarmed woman was killed by ICE. If you think you're about to come and brutalize the people while we're standing here, ICE, and we hold them accountable. We hold them accountable. We patrol the community and we hold them accountable. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we're the same Panther Party from back in the day, but we're a little more... Places where there are a lot of immigrants at, I think that the community around them needs to take special care to them and needs to start escorting them to and from everywhere to make sure that they're safe. Because them ICE agents ain't going to act like that if it's a bunch of people standing outside with assault rifles and shotguns. It's a semi-automatic shotgun. That means them shotgun shells that shoot out of a pump, they shoot them rapidly. If you are going to legally arm yourself with something bigger than what they got. Those who serve in the public, they should be fearful of the public. They should be fearful that the public is going to be dissatisfied with their job that they're doing, not feeling like they're tyrants, not feeling like they're bullies because they got guns and body armor and walkie-talkies. That makes them immune to whatever the people would do. I think you want to correct the ideology of the pig and the mentality of the slave catcher.
No pause to the pig.
More LARPing. The real Civil War kicks off. Won't be those LARPers that you're going to be seeing out there fighting. But this is bad, folks. Real bad. This is the New World Order plan to take this country down. I told you it was coming. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can feel the power of Methylene Blue. Don't let the evil power win. Order now on the alexjonesstore.com.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
A creeping mass with an eerie tone smiles on the surface with intentions unknown. Step past the light where truth's overthrown. Welcome, my friend, to the Info Zone.
an oozing mass of liars and snakes bought and paid for. Truth bends and breaks. It inches in close, steals freedoms away, drowns you in chemicals to make you obey.
I woke up this morning, felt the fire turn. Mind clear, feel the power burn. Found the truth in a place that delivers the force. Real strength, real fuel from the source. Methylene Blue, light my mind. Ultimate power, feeling strong and prime. Seymour's gummies, open the door. Get your strength back at Alex Jones' store.
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to explain this again for everybody. It took about a week to get the corporate media to be forced to show the footage from in front of Ms. Good ramming Mr. Ross in Minnesota. And now they just say, well, he jumped in front of the car. There's no point even debating or arguing with them. They know what they're doing. And it's going to be repeated over and over again. That's why we have to have independent media, which we do, where the majority of people now get their news and understand that. But for your friends and family that are still caught in mainstream media, you have to be the emissaries. Every time this stuff happens, you can bet myself and others that are on the ball are going to have the information. We had it Wednesday afternoon last week. And you then have to go on your email list, your text message, your word of mouth, and say, here's the truth. You won't hear about this for a week or so, but here it is. And it's getting very important when tomorrow night, next week, whenever it is, you hear some right-winger mowed down a couple hundred people in Minnesota or Colorado or Texas or New York or California or Washington State or Oregon. And somebody's going to mow them down. It'll be the globalist with their wind-up toy, and they're going to turn around and blame Trump and have the dead MAGA posse. I've been telling you this for over a year. It's in their plan. And then they're going to activate all their terrorist cells and all their other groups, and they are going to burn this country to the ground. And they believe they'll hold the population hostage and destroy the economy, and that somehow the public will join them and the military is going to join them, and we're going to drive Trump from office. That is in the Podesta plan. That is in all the movies they produced about it, like Civil War. And now they're saying we want the military to not follow his orders and drive him from power when they are the ones starting it. Trump has a duty under his oath to protect, preserve, and defend. He hasn't even gotten his enforcement up to the levels it was in his last administration because they dismantled enforcement. Obama, again, look it up, 4 times the enforcement that Trump ever has done because it was already in place then. He then dismantled it. He got the laws changed. He changed the regulations. It's all a hoax. DHS, you should do way more enforcement than this. But they weren't being opposed by screaming mobs of Karens. Anti-ISIS's goal isn't stopping violence. It's ending all immigration enforcement. And that's what they say. I've got the mayors and city council people from Massachusetts and New York and everywhere saying, abolish ICE. They're introducing legislation to abolish ICE and the Border Patrol, basically, in Congress. They say anybody here is legal. You get here, you get everything free, you're above the law, and we're going to apportion seats in Congress off of you being added to the census. And we're going to sign you up to vote locally. It's all happening. It is about breaking this country. It's about UN replacement migration. It's about the globalist operation, and we know that. But I even intend to argue the factoids and all the little details of each story and counter their lies all day and, of course, disprove them easily. But at the end of the day, we know their agenda is to bring down the country. We know their agenda is to create a civil war, race-based. We know their agenda is to collapse our civilization, Clawhard and Piven. We know this is their plan to conquer the nation. So just out of hand, we know they're the enemy within. And Trump has been very restrained. When and if he declares the Insurrection Act, which he's going to have to do if they continue, which they intend to do, upping their rhetoric, upping their calls to violence, upping their calls for, you'll use your guns against them. Yeah, we can arrest them all. They're criminals. ICE, they're Gestapo, they're Nazis. They're disappearing brown people. They're disappearing citizens. They're going door to door saying, where are the brown people? Nobody's doing that. Where are the brown people? They have addresses. They have workplaces. They have shelters. They have the places they're going where they know they can look at people working at Target, running through a database. Oh, these people are here, all illegal aliens using fake names. And they go grab them. And they know, oh, this guy's in jail. Run the database when he's going to be released. Then the Democrats are now all over the country blocking the database and not putting it in the database when they release rapists, arsonists, murderers. And so DHS has to stake out at the state jails and state prisons. And yeah, okay, oh, that guy matches. Okay, let's ask for his ID. Up, oh, yep, boom, you're arrested, deportation order. And they're calling that a police state. Unbelievable. This is a manhunt for tens of millions of people here illegally. 500,000 children conservatively under Biden that disappeared into sex slavery and slave labor. That's the crimes they've committed. They're the ones that did this. Biden said, when I win, immediately surge the border. Obama said, if you got a kid with you, even if it's not your kid, you're in. You're legal. This is their takedown. And I know you know that, but we have to get it cut and dry to the public because the public's very simple-minded on average. Does it look good to have men in camo shooting a woman? and the media would show you her ramming him on purpose. We had it the day it happened. They had it too. And they just show the footage from before and say, God, they just killed her, no reason. They know exactly what they're doing. And so the minute they stage their big false flag and all these other events, you have got to be ready with the truth. You've got to be boosting it. You've got to be, I want to salute all these citizen journalists that are flooding the zone all over the country and getting the truth out. Because if there were citizen journalists there risking their lives last night when the TDA mob was robbing the federal police vehicles from the guns and documents and weapons, they would say today that white supremacists robbed FBI vehicles. They would. Whenever some illegal alien from the Middle East kills somebody, they say it's a white man did it. Some African from the Congo rapes somebody, they always put on the arrest, white man. That's what the left does. They conceal their operations, and they have the Soros DAs letting the criminals out who feel emboldened to know they can go out and do all this. Imagine the boldness to break in a federal vehicle that has a big lock box in it full of weapons and documents and then robbing it. Because they know they will be rewarded. Even if they get arrested, they will be let out. Just like the Somalis caught stealing all the money, the judges just overturn it. The Somali cop that killed the white lady for no reason in cold blood, he got sentenced to life in prison. Supreme Court said release him. Supreme Court of Minnesota. They have to let their criminal armies know they're above the law, that they can commit this communist overthrow and get away with it. They've opened up their prisons around the world and flooded us. We're under assault, but we're supposed to sit there and say, oh, no, we're Nazis. So let's go to Governor Walz. I've already played part of this, but I'm going to analyze it here. Here it is.
Level of chaos and disruption and trauma the federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, undertrained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live. They're pulling over people indiscriminately, including U.S. citizens, and demanding to see their papers. And at grocery stores, at bus stops, even at our schools, they're breaking windows, dragging pregnant women down the street, just plain grabbing Minnesotans and shoving them into unmarked vans, kidnapping innocent people with no warning and no due process.
None of this is true.
Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government. Last week, that campaign claimed the life of Renee Nicole Good. We've all watched the video. We've all seen what happened. And yet, instead of conducting an impartial investigation so we can hold accountable the officer responsible for Renee's death, the Trump administration is devoting the full power of the federal government to finding an excuse to attack the victim and her family. Just yesterday, six federal prosecutors, including the longtime career prosecutor leading the charge to investigate and eliminate fraud in our state's programs, quit their jobs rather than go along with this assault on the United States Constitution. But as bad as it's been, Donald Trump intends for it to get worse. This week, he went online to promise that, quote, the day of retribution and reckoning is coming. That's a direct threat against the people of this state who dared to vote against him three times and who continue to stand up for freedom with courage and empathy and profound grace. All across Minnesota, people are stepping up to help their neighbors who are being unjustly and unlawfully targeted. They're distributing care packages and walking kids to school and raising their voices in peaceful protest, even though doing so has made many of our fellow Minnesotans targets for violent retribution. Folks, I know it's scary, and I know it's absurd that we all have to be defending law and order, justice, and humanity, while also caring for our families and trying to do our jobs. So tonight, let me say once again to Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, end this occupation. You've done enough. Let me say four critical things to the people of Minnesota. Four things I want you to hear as you watch the news and look out for your neighbors. First, Donald Trump wants this chaos. He wants confusion. And yes, he wants more violence on our streets. We cannot give him what he wants. We can. We must protest loudly, urgently, but also peacefully. Indeed, as hard as we will fight in the courts and at the ballot box, we cannot and will not let violence prevail. You're angry? I'm angry. Angry's not a strong enough word, but we must remain peaceful. Second, you are not powerless. You are not helpless, and you are certainly not alone. All across Minnesota, people are learning about opportunities, not just to resist, but to help people who are in danger. Thousands upon thousands of our fellow Minnesotans are going to be relying on mutual aid in the days and weeks to come, and they need our support. Tonight, I want to share another way you can help. Witness. Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities. So carry your phone with you at all times. And if you see these ICE agents in your neighborhood, take out that phone and hit record. Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans, not just to establish a record for posterity, but to bank evidence for future prosecution. The third thing I want to say to you tonight is, we will not have to live like this forever. Accountability is coming. At the voting booth and in court. We will reclaim our communities from Donald Trump. We will reestablish a sense of safety for our neighbors, and we will bring an end to this moment of chaos, confusion, and trauma. We will find a way to move forward, and we'll do it together, and we'll not be alone. Every day, we are working with business leaders, faith leaders, legal experts, and elected officials from across this country. They've all seen what Donald Trump is trying to do to our state, and they know their states could be next. And that brings me to the fourth thing I want to say tonight, Minnesota. How incredibly proud I am of the way that you've risen to meet this unbearable moment. But I'm not at all surprised, because this is who we are. Minnesotans believe in the rule of law, and Minnesotans believe in the dignity
of all
people.
What this guy is a known communist Chinese agent who's got $15 million budgeted to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. Okay, the man is an absolute fraud and total criminal con artist, just like Kamala Harris. And in closing on this issue, I know it's hard to be subjected to that and listen to that liar. It's just insane what a liar he is, but they have mass murder, mass human trafficking, sex slavery, trillions stolen by the Democratic Party, billions and billions and billions by FEMA every month, housing illegal aliens. FEMA pays for it, four-star hotels. The Democrats sign these groups up to just engage in mass theft. And then he sits up there and acts like ICE is doing this, and then ICE is there. For no reason. It's just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And then he talks about, oh, and the violence of ICE. Oh, they're so mean. Oh, they're so bad. Oh, they're so terrible. It's the worst thing ever. And all you've seen is we're going to kill you, we're going to murder you, before they shot this lady. And all the shooting up their facilities and shooting up their vehicles and killing illegal aliens in the back and killing Border Patrol agents, and just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then Tim Wall sits up there and acts like they're not the ones launching all the violence. And he has no idea why this is happening. They have broken our border. They are breaking our country. And they're trying to abolish ICE and say they can bring the entire world here to bankrupt our nation, which is their plan, Clark and Bevin, every step of the way. And they promised under the Podesta plan to make any enforcement of immigration laws something that they would all fight and would behave was like it was illegal. And they've now done that. And I had listeners saying, why do you keep hyping the Podesta plan? Why do you keep hyping these uprisings are coming? Because this is their big play. and we have to get ahead of it so they don't get away with it. And now we're here, and I'm telling you the false flag where they kill a bunch of these people and blame us is imminent. Now I know you're listening. Now we're going to get Syrian girl on the line here in just a moment. They'll let me know. And we're going to get the latest on Iran. Trump went from, I'm going to back the Iranian uprising, and he almost always does what he says he's going to do, to, well, actually, I've talked to Iran in a back channel, and so we're not going to strike them right now. Hopefully, they can basically allow their country to be reformed. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on behind the scenes. I certainly don't want to strike Iran. I certainly don't trust what Israel, who is manipulating the situation, will try to install there. I do support the people getting rid of the mullahs, but this is obviously a dangerous situation, so we'll be talking to her as soon as we get her connected. Before we do that, today and tomorrow are the last days at thealexjonesstore.com that any order of any Patriot apparel or any great supplement like Ultramethylene Blue gets you entered 50X. 50X. Anything you buy, you get put in 50X into the sweepstakes to win one or both, because you'd win both potentially, of the two amazing off-road vehicles, the Raptor and the big diesel off-road vehicle, Ford as well. And again, there's this crossover every few months for 1 week. You can get put in for both vehicles because one promotion's ending tomorrow. The other goes for another month. So this is that sweet spot right now. And a lot of the folks that have won these sweepstakes have done it in the last days when we, of each deal where we give 50%, or excuse me, not 50%, 50 times entry on everybody that purchases at thealexjonesstore.com. So that's fun. But that's their idea over at Bigly. They have their own ideas. I'm not a big sweepstakes guy, but I do like meeting the winners, and it is fun. So it's become successful. So I'm all for it. What I'm promoting here is you getting incredible game-changing supplements like Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Bovine Colostrum, Shilajit. Our turmeric's the strongest out there by light years. These products really work. And I want you to get them. I want you to see how great they are. I wanted to knock your socks off. And I want you to say, man, Alex didn't steer me wrong. And then I want you to become a repeat customer so we can not just stay on air in the face of the attacks, but expand the network, expand the reporters, expand the operation to really get to where I've been wanting to go for decades. And we're so close. So thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, speaking of Bigly, they, because they got a bunch of other companies and groups and things they do, and then they're smart guys, and they send out surveys to my customers from the site, but also the other sites, things they have for other talk show hosts, like Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and so many others, and they ask them, what do you want? And they said, we want beef tallow, high-quality beef tallow for cooking. And I'm like, really, beef tallow? Man, I know it's good for you and tastes great, and Kennedy talks about it, but really? Turns out it's a big seller. So that's their idea. It's actually your idea. Well, I didn't know this because, I mean, I don't know everything. Obviously, there's a lot I don't know. Look at this. When they came to me a month ago and they said, next month, we're going to have smelling salts. And they're going to be a big seller. And I'm like, smelling salts? And I remember being a kid and you'd be, you know, at the YMCA at an event and one of the kids would get in the locker, you know, in the bathroom that had first aid. And then one kid would go, look at this. It's a smelling salt. And everybody, I mean, that's my experience with smelling salts. And then I researched it. And I'm like, wow, this is hot. So we have super high quality smelling salts. It's just a bottle. And you can be totally exhausted driving your 18-wheeler. Or you can be at, you know, work and about to make an important phone call, sales call. I didn't realize that in Russia and Europe and in Asia, in Japan, and with the Olympic teams, because it's all legal, that these smelling salts are the hot thing. And I didn't realize if you asked ChatGPT about it, how amazing it is. Well, we got a high-quality smelling salt, And this is like a probably a five. The only problem with this product is you're not going to need it. It's there's no planned obsolescence. This is gonna last you years. You'll probably only buy this once. Okay, but we call it War Cry smelling salts. I thought it was weird. It's a great idea. I've learned, so good on them. This is not my idea. I'm just explaining that because I think a lot of listeners are like me. You're like, so what the hell is this? Well, look into it. I didn't know about it. So. This is very, very exciting. We'll go to break and come back with our guest. She is now there, the amazing Syrian girl. Benefits of smelling salts. This is ChatGPT. Rapid revival from fainting. Enhanced alertness and mental focus. Temporary boost in respiratory rate and oxygen delivery. Psychological stimulation that may improve confidence and readiness. And fast reaction time. Boost alertness, focus. Sympathetic nervous system. Look, I'm pretty awake right now, so I don't need to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm a wimp, okay? Because I mean, gosh, this is scary, folks. I mean, this is like filled to the top with this stuff. Ah! Whoa, I mean, man. Whoa. So, wow. I mean, but it turns out like the Olympic teams and the guys that arm wrestle, that's not the Olympics, but I looked it up in the last few weeks. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know about this. So those guys, when they do shot put, or, you know, any of that stuff. And I guess the NFL, too, they have like little patches they'll pull one out. And I mean, it's totally legal. Oh, whoa, man. So just be careful, okay? Because this is way stronger than the stuff I smelled a few times when I was a kid. So get your War Cry. Premium smelling salts. What will they come up with next? It's like Alex Jones bobblehead, stress balls, Donald Trump. Christmas elves. Hey, I love their ideas. Gay frog plushies, or no, straight frog plushies. I'm sorry. Or 1945 pinup girls and on 10-inch daggers. Now that I like. So it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what funds our operation. All right, we're gonna go to break. There she is. Talk about pinup girl for peace, Syrian girl. I've been interviewing her for 15, 16 years. She looks as young as ever. I look like an old man now. She's got the fountain of youth over there or something. Anyways, all right. I'm gonna stop teasing her. Though we're getting married next week, folks. We're announcing it here on air right now. Now, I'm going to stop. Serious stuff, World War III, nuclear war. I'm going to stop. We're going to go to break for 2 minutes, come right back with Syrian Girl, and then Nick Fuentes and more coming up today. We'll be right back with Syrian Girl. It is serious. Big developments on the Iran front. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The sleeping giant that is humanity is rising. If you won't stand up against tyranny, you'll all be a slave. If you're tired of bullying, they will push you around and make you their slave. Become men again. Become women again. Stand up and tell the new world order. You can take our
slaves. They've sold out to it. They're blind to their cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry said, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.